with Theater Talk on WBFO. This is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
All your Christmas presents are packed and stowed away?
Absolutely. Have been since July.
Oh, I hate you people that do that.
Yeah, I got that little Martha Stewart labeler so I wouldn't forget what was what.
What Christmas play are you not going to go and see? These are all things that we've seen many, many times.
Not everything. We have opening, you know, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer up at Lancaster Opera House.
I wonder what the theme of that's going to be.
And there is It Was a Wonderful Life in Forest Lawn Cemetery in the chapel there, which I haven't seen yet. And that looks kind of fun. Closing this week, the best Christmas pageant ever. Now, this is the time of year also. I mean, the new year comes right after Christmas, and journalists are asked to do those end-of-the-year roundups.
Oh, your 10 favorite plays of past season.
Of 2012. Well, not the season. That would make sense. But in the theater, we're in mid-season, which makes the question seem very strange, because we've only been going since September.
Need to fill up space.
I was looking back over what was up last January, and Avenue Q was up, and Vow was up, and True West, and St. Nicholas, The Gin Game. It seems like 100 years ago in some ways. The memories seem very, very vivid. This past week, I went to New York, and I saw a couple of things. I saw the new musical, well, it's been kicking around trying to get to New York for a decade, but Bear, about high school students doing Romeo and Juliet, and there's a gay romance, and tortured lovers.
B-A-R-E.
B-A-R-E, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it was kind of like a very special episode of Glee, but I'm sure we'll be done in colleges everywhere.
Did
but
you get a chance to see the David Mamet?
The new one? The Anarchist?
Yeah.
Yes, I did. That's Patti LuPone and Deborah Winger.
That's nice.
The brand new David Mamet play, known for Glengarry Glen Ross, which is playing in the adjacent theater.
I love that play.
Starring Al Pacino. And I thought it was a brilliant play, better than Oleana, of equal quality to his best work. In The Anarchist, Patti LuPone plays a woman who has murdered a police officer, and she's coming up before Deborah Winger appealing for her parole after 35 years. And it's a fascinating play because, of course, after 35 years, you're not quite the same person you used to be.
I'll bet.
And each of them has an agenda, or many, which shift, and a surprise conclusion.
It doesn't seem as if the critics in New York gave it fair share.
Yeah, I saw the final performance. It has closed. And it's a pity because it, of course, is a major event when one of the five most important living American playwrights comes out with a new work which plays on Broadway with a cast like that.
It is so hard to put production on Broadway and with a hazardous chance that you take.
And just the stakes for the theater itself are very different in New York. A play like that, it will be published. It will have numerous productions all over the world, and there people have been discouraged from going to see it. It's humbling to those of us who practice the art of criticism, because you realize that, you know, years later you may be remembered by the times when you aired. Yeah. Well, I can think of other examples that Kenneth Tynan, I don't particularly admire Kenneth Tynan, which people find surprising, but I always recall that he discouraged people from seeing Laurence Olivier and Vivian Leigh in Shakespeare, and so they didn't go. When he announced that John Osborne's Look Back in Anger was a great new direction in English language theater, he announced that Noel Coward's Somerset Maugham and Terence Rattigan were over. And now, of course, Osborne has proven to be unrevivable, and Coward, Rattigan, and Maugham are classics. William Winter, who discouraged people from seeing Sarah Bernhardt on the basis of the immorality of her private life. It's an interesting...
I find that my taste is such that I want to see things on the stage. Things I've seen before, things I haven't seen.
Well, I think that should be our resolution for the new year. Encourage people to seek out theater experiences that they would enjoy and listen only to their own taste.
Maybe our resolution for the new year is to convince people in our audience that it's a good thing to see something that you're not sure of. Take a chance, a little adventure occasionally.
And certainly don't listen to us, but...
Oh, my God.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, darling, in the words of Maggie Smith.
Don't you love just being in the theater? You get pleasure just from being there.
Well, when the Mayan calendar ended and the world was supposed to end, I certainly did take that occasion to go to the theater. That's where I want to be.
In good seats.
I'll sit up with the gods. I don't mind.
Happy Christmas to you.
Happy Christmas to you, Mr. Santella Claus.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.